Basically, what we're going to learn today is a whole daf on Ula's statement. Ula says something, and we have a blot of talking about it until the Gemara ends up grounded, not like Ula. So let's see Ula's statement. Amar Ula, Ilan has samach lemeitzar, a tree that's next to a boundary, b'sarech sheish osrei ama, within 69, is gazlin hu. You're a gazlin. If you plant a tree within 16 amos of your friend, you're a gazlin. Ve'ein mevi'im imenu bikurim. And you're not permitted to bring bikurim from those fruits that grow bigzela. Now, first of all, what's going on here? The Mishnah said dalet amos. Where's Ula coming with a new number? The Mishnah said that the Ilan, and here Ula comes, he says, no, 16 amos. Ula can't argue with the Mishnah. So Teretz is, Taisa says, that the Gemara on Daf Yud Ches said that this Mishnah is talking Betzunma. But this Mishnah, when it says that you're machik Dalet Amos, why you machik Dalet Amos, your tree from your friend? Because of the Avodas HaChareisha, because the Avodas HaKaren, because above ground you're going to be interfering with his property. That's why after Marchik and Dalet Amos is enough. I underground. So the Gemara said the Mishnah is talking Bitsunma, that underground is some rocky earth that separates the two Rishusim, and Ula is going to learn that our Mishnah is talking Bitsunma when there's no Yanika underground. Ula says when there is Yanika underground. So then it's 16 amis, like we said yesterday, that even though 25 amis, Shroshim go 25 amis, but the Yanika, the Iki Yanika is 16 amis. And here, also the 16 amis, like this Rashi and Taisis, even Medayik and Rashi, it says, Ein Mevi'im Bikurim. Normally, Ein Mevi'im Bikurim means it's Osir to bring Bikurim. And that's Zicha Pash Pshat in the Gemara. Taisis says, Ein Mevi'im Bikurim means it's Osir to bring Bikurim. But if you look in Rashi, it's very strange. Rashi says, "Ein Mevi'im Bikurim, Ein Tzarech Lahavi Mimenu Bikurim." Very strange. Ein Tzarech doesn't mean Ein Tzarech. You're not required to bring Bikurim. It sounds like if you want, you could. If you don't want, you don't have to. The Ba'ina Shetavi Me'artzecha. It has to be from your land. Very strange. You say, you ever heard of such a thing? A voluntary bikurim? If you want, you can bring him into Beis HaMikdash. Chiddush in Rashi. Taisus Taka argues, Rabbi Chananel, I think Taisus brings that Ein Mevi'im Bikurim, Pirush Rabbi Chananel, Ein Mevi'im Gezel, Gam Im Mizbeach. That's an issur. So we have here a machlokes Rashi and Rabbi Chananel, we're in the whole sugya now. Rashi is the Chiddush. We have to see where Rashi got it from. The Gemara, hopefully we'll see. Rashi learns Ein Mevi'im means you don't have to bring Bikurim. And Rabbi Chananel and Taisus learn that you have to bring, that you're not allowed to bring Bikurim because it's stolen. So Omer Ula, Ilan HaSamach Lemeitzar, B'tashtei Shesh Asriyama, Gazlan Hu, Ein Mevi'im Imenu Bikurim. Now obviously if we were passing like Ula, would be a tremendous chumrah, trees all over the place. So within 16 amis, 30 feet of a neighbor, it always is. Koytula, you cannot. Menolei lu'ulaha. How does Ula know the shear of 16 amis? Where did he get it from? Ilayma v'didnan eser netiyais hamafuzareis b'sech beisar. If you have 10 planted trees spread out in a beisar is 50 amis by 50 amis. Yesterday we talked about Beis Sosai, it was 50 by 100. Beis Sosai is 50 by 50. And Hilchos Shabbos, the Shir is Beis Sosai, which is 50 by 100. Here it says that a place is 50 by 50 amos. Harshim called Beis Sosai Bishvilan Ad Rosh Hashanah. But there are two dinim of Harisha on Erev Rosh Hashanah, on before Shemitah. When you plow in Shemitah, you're planting for the Shemitah year. So the halacha is that you stop plowing Pesach. Trees that need the plowing, you could plow till Atzeres, till Shavuos. As for Netiyos, if you have 10 Netiyos, these young trees that are planted in Rebbe Saw, you can plow until Rosh Hashanah, it's a hefsid. And you're allowed to plow until Rosh Hashanah. Actually, the Gemara says, Halach Mishum Sinai, the shear of 10 Netiyos in Rebbe Saw. So that is until Rosh Hashanah. Now, if you have 10 Netiyos in Rebbe Saw is 50 by 50. Kama havaluhu trei apim v'chamish mea gamidi. 50 times 50 is 2,500 square amis. Chochad v'chad, each tree, kama matilei, mosa v'chamshim. That means each young tree needs 250 square amis of yanika. Halei hava de'ula. Now, Ula said 16 times 16. How much is 16 times 16? Somebody has a calculator. Or you could just look at Rashi. Rashi says 1,024. 32 times 32. 16 each direction, in all four directions. 32 times 32 is 1,024. So it should be over 1,000 square amis of Yanika. And here it's saying 250 square amis. So where does Ula get his shear? Ella miditnan shloishi ilana shall gimel b'nei adam. You're right, we're not talking about young trees, we're talking about three regular sized trees. When we say Harielu Mitzar from the Kharshan Kol Beisa Bishvila. Regular trees, as I said, you're allowed to plow for the sake of the tree until Shavuos. How many trees, how much could you do for each tree? The shear is three trees per Beisa. Three trees in each Beisa. Now again, a Beisa is 2,500 square amis. Divide it by three. 2,500 divided by 3 is 833. 833 per. Kama havalu trei alpi vehe mea garmidi l'chol chazecha kama mati lai t'manya mea v'tmasa v'tmasa v'tilsa. Each tree should need 833 and a third square amis. Akati nefishalei de'ula. Ula said 1,000 square amis. Did you need space 1,000 square amis to be able to bring bikurim? Ula said, if you have 833, then you're not allowed to bring Bikurim. You say, Loidok. Ula was Lavdak. Emed Amrina Loidok L'chumra. L'kula Loidok Mi'amrina. And here's a Kula. He's saying, how's it a Kula? He's saying that if you have 900 square amis, you don't bring Bikurim. But you do bring Bikurim, because all you need is 833 square amis. So how can he be make a Loidok L'kula and say that you up to 1,024 square amis, if you're getting it from someone else, you don't bring Bikurim? What do you mean you don't bring Bikurim? You're mechuyev to bring Bikurim. After the Gemara, misavris berivu akamrinan, bigul akamrinan. When he said 16 amis in each direction, he didn't mean a square of 32 by 32, which is 1,024. He meant a circle. If you have a circle, the radius is 16. So, mechti kama meruba yosera igol revia. A square adds another 25% to a circle. Pashaluhu zayin meya v'shitim utmanya. So now you take 833 and you take 1,024 and you say, oh, it's only 75% of that. 75% of 1,024 is 768. Akati pashu pada de amsa, you're only off by a little bit. Hainu de loidak. L'chum reloidak. Now, two nekudas here in the Gemara. Before we get to the math, what's the Gemara saying? L'chum reloidak. He said, if it's 16 amis by 16 amis, you don't bring Bikurim. Really, it's 16 and a half amis, it should be the shear. So we're saying, L'chum reloidak. He said, 16 you don't bring. Really, between 16 and 16 and a half, you're also potter. So he didn't tell you your potter until he said 16. L'chumra, he said up to 16. If it's more than 16, bring it. Now here, l'chayr, we have a kash. What does it mean, l'chumra loidak? Ula said, if your tree is 16 amos away from your neighbor, you're not a gazlan, and you can bring bikurim. Really, until 16 and a half. Really, it should be called 16 and a half. Because the half, we're saying now that it's Yainik 16 and a half amos. We're saying, L'chum Ralei Dark. He told you to bring Bikurim after 16. L'chaira, how could he tell you to bring Bikurim if you put up a Bikurim? You say that bringing Bikurim is called Chulam Ba'azara. So how can he tell you to bring Bikurim when you're not allowed to bring Bikurim? He's machmir to bring Bikurim even though you're potter. How can you bring it if you're potter? So I would think that this line of the Gemara, so Taisus is the cash. Taisus the Lachum Raleidah. But this line in the Gemara is why Rashi said what he said. Rashi said in the beginning of the Gemara that even when you're potter, if you want, you could bring it. It's your tree. Partly it's your karka, partly it's not your karka. So Rashi said that when it said ain't the imbikur, it means ain't sarach lahavikiv bikur. But if you want, you're allowed to bring it. Chiddush Rashi. Where did Rashi get it from? I would think that Rashi got it from here. The Gemara says lachumra leidog, which means that if it's possible, you're potter, you're still allowed to bring the bikurim. Now you can't take things that are not bikurim and bring them as bikurim. You can't go to the store and buy fruit and bring it as bikurim. But this is bikurim. It's just not totally mi'artzacha. So Rashi holds you're allowed to. Rashi would hold you allowed to because of this Gemara that lechumra leidok. Lechumra, he said 16. Really, it's 16 and a half. He says after 16, bring. Ah, it's chulam ba'azara. Teretz is he holds that by bikurim. There's no chulam ba'azara. This says by your tree of bikurim. There's no chasar. This is the Gemara. Now here, I want to point out to you a klal about the mathematics of the Gemara. The Gemara said that a square has 25% more area than a circle. Now, let's just see if that's true, according to the way we do math. You have a square. You have a square, let's pick a number, let's say 2x2. So how many square amis is this? The Bangor College? Four square amis, right? That's 4 square amis. Now, if I take a circle, how much is the diameter? The diameter is 2, right? So I take a circle with the same radius of 2. Same radius. It's also 2. What's the area of this? Anything down the area? Pi r squared, right? Pi r squared. The radius is 1. So it's 3.14 times 1 squared, which is 1. Which equals, that means that this is 3.14. The area of this circle is 3.14. The area of the square is 4. So that when the Gemara says that this area is 3/4 of this area, it's not true. It's more than 3/4. This is 3.14 and this is 4. So you should know that this is a klal in Shas, in the mathematics of Shas, that Shas always takes pi as 3, not as 3.14. Pi in Shas is 3. If you look at that in the first parak, pi is 3. Look, Erev in the first paragraph is the same thing, but more likely you learn something than you learn Erev. Pi is 3. 3 is the shear for pi. Now, how could pi, the mice of pi is not 3? So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, how do you know pi is 3? The Gemara says, we learned that out of Yamshel Shleiman. Gemara says in the beginning of Erevin that we learned an ad of Shleima HaMelech Yam. What was Shleima HaMelech Yam? The Beis HaMikdash, Shleima HaMelech constructed a gigantic mikveh. It was like a big swimming pool, and it was built above ground, but it had a stream that flowed in and out of it, so it had a bit of a mikveh. And the pasuk describes the measurements of the mikveh. The circle above it, and the circumference. And the Gemara says, how do you know pi is 3? So it brings from Yamshel Shleimai that the circumference was 3 times the diameter. Now you all know, how do you figure out circumference? And if the diameter is 2, so how much is the circumference all around? Right? We used to call it 2 pi r. You know, they call it diameter times pi. It's the same thing. the diameter times pi is the circumference. So it says Yamshel Shloime had this and this diameter, and the circumference was three times that size. So therefore, pi is three. So the Mefarshe HaGemara there, the Shloime Dayan Vilna in the back, HaShulchan, Maisha, they all write. How can the Gemara ask the null on pi is three? Well, you take out a thing and measure. The Gemara doesn't ask Minolon on mathematics. Why does it ask Minolon? So they learned that it's Gzeres HaKosuv that you're allowed to be off by this percentage. By this amount, you're allowed to be off. We learned it Gufa for Yamshel Shloime. That's the Gemara is Minolon, because it doesn't shtim mathematically. So the Minolon is, how do you know how much you're allowed to be off? You're allowed to be off by up to this amount. And up to this amount is the shear that we don't have a pasuk that you can be off by. Ramesh's brother has a truth about the square of a tefillin. He also writes it could be off by 2%. Based on this Yamshel Shloime Gemara, he has a cheshbon that it could be off by up to 2%, that's this Kabbalah. With the mathematics, there's a leeway built into the system of being off by this amount. That's why all over Shas, pi is always rounded off to 3. So we always work with 3, and that's the way the Gemara makes the sketch by this. And it's it then has other than halacha and afkaminus. Okay, but that's what the question is. What?
Have you measured it at all?
The Gaya, it's hard to say every, but he says every, and you have to know if there would be areas where it's not that way. Yeah. But generally speaking, that's Ramesh's clown. Every measurement, not lucky, could be off by 2%. Okay, back to the Gemara. Toshma. Getting back to Ula. The Ula said that Ilana Samach Lameitza. 16 amis is the shear that you're gazlin toshma hakayne ilan v'karkoy maybe v'kaira. If you purchase land with a tree, you bring bikurim and you read the parsha my lav kol shehu. It doesn't say a shear. Stama means any karka. Well, like yud vavama, you need 16 amis. Same thing toshma kana shne ilan is eshel chaveri maybe v'ein v'kaira. If you buy a tree and you say vikarkoi, you always win. You own the karka. If you buy a tree and don't buy the karka, just the tree, you put it in bikurim. It has to be me'atzacha. The halacha is, if you buy three trees stama, you get the karka with it. If you buy one or two, then we say just buying the tree and not the karka. So toshba konish ne'ilonis, if a person buys two trees, b'sasha chaveira, maybe vein a kaira, b'shloisha maybe v'kaira. Three trees or more, you're getting the karka with it. My lav kol shu, also doesn't say a shir. Stam means any karka. Gemara loy. Machanami yud vav amu. Right to the same terrace. Toshma, another raya. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, karka kol shu, chayiv v'peya. Peya is neiv v'chutz loretz. Is Peya Negev Chutzlaretz? Any idea? Peya, according to most Paiskim, is Negev Chutzlaretz. Like a Shechel Peya really is. The reason we don't, the Shachol is only Negev in the Aratus Ash Smuchim Laretz Yisrael. But the Mechaber Ramah holds that it's Negev. And the Gemara says Karka Kol Shehu. Why don't we leave Peya? So the Ramah says, because it says Lo'oni, you have to leave it for the Aniyim. In a city where Aniyim wouldn't bother going around collecting the Peah, like Shekhov Peah, so there's a drosha that you have to leave a La'ani Tazayv, like Shekhov Peah, you don't have to leave in a Medina, in a place where the Aniyim wouldn't go around anyway, you're not mechayiv to leave it. But it's Yedua, the Gra. The Vilna Gaon was Nayig every year. He bought a small piece of karka harvest season to be mechayiv, like Shekhov Peah. He bought a small piece of karka and they harvested it, so we could be mekayim to leave over peya. Like a shikha, I didn't understand. How do you mekayim shikha? He dropped it purposely. Was that shifta, really? Chaim Knievsky in his Derech Hamuna brings that the girl was naive. He bought karka to do like a shechel peyah. So I always had this kasa leket, you could do. Peyah, you could do. But shikha, how do you go and do shikha? Shikha is only if you forgot something. So one night, one Shavuos night, I asked this question to the island, we were learning Rus. And I Rus, we taka have an Indian of shikha there. I asked, how could the girl do it? So somebody, one of my mistalim, he asked me if shikha is only if the owner forgets or even the workers. So that says beferish halacha, even the worker, if you hire a worker, if he forgets it, it's also shikha. So he said, then it's not a kasha. He has workers, you hire these workers, guaranteed they're going to forget something. You know, you hire lazy workers and, you know, they'll forget something. So it could be. Maybe the Grah did it. You hired Mexicans. And they left something behind. But Kapanim, Shepeya, like Shepeya, is Naim, B'Znan HaZeh, and a Chutvaret. But anyway, Tashmat, let's see, what's that get to us? So, B'Kivayim, Mekaka, Kol Shul Chai, B'Peya, B'Kurim, B'Kaisen Olav Prozbol. Appropriate for this year, you write a Prozbol, you have to own a Karka Kol Shehu, the Loiva has to own a Karka Kol Shehu to be able to write a Prozbol. V'Nipnin Ima, and it can be used for Kinyan Agav, N'Chosim Shem HaMachrayis, you could do a Kinyan Agav. So it says Karka Kol Shehu. So you see, Bikurim is, you don't need 16 Amis, so you see only 32 times 30, by 32. A tree needs 32. Chitim doesn't need. They can have the tani kashu. Chitim don't need any karka. And then in the doyik, because a tree, no one's going to say kashu mamish. So therefore, when you write a prosbul, probably next year, everyone will write a prosbul. Halacha is a prosbul only works if the loiva owns karka. The person who owes you money has to own karka. So if you come to Bezdin to write a prosbul, how do you know the loiva? He has to either own karka or rent karka, which 99% of the people do anyway. But how do you know he has karka? So we don't know. But you'll see what the Bezdin will do is they're going to be makna a pruta of karka, a koshu of karka to him. Based on this, Rabbi Kiva who owns karka koshu. Question is, why? Why is karka kolshu good enough for a prosbul? Why is it he owes you $100, he owns karka kolshu, you come on in kolshu? Who says you come on in a lot? So the bottom tesis here has one of the shittas and why it works. He says, this ain't no la karkois. Bottom tesis brings Pirish Rashbam Bashelayach. There's no price on karka. Karka could have any price. In the Mela, it's considered ki'ilu, there's a shibur on the entire loan. That's Taisa's Shita. I think other Rishayim learn differently. They learn that even if it's worth a pruta, you can be today 100 times a pruta. You can today a pruta, and again a pruta, again a pruta. There comes to shibudim of a pruta that says you're not going to take the karka. A pruta remains meshubit because he has karka. When he pays you a pruta, now the next pruta is meshubit because he owns karka. That's I think other
Rishon.
This doesn't stem with the Ramban. No, the Ramban sheet is I know it can't be more than half. The machlokes, why ain't I know the karkais? But I just explained, ain't I know the karkois, because karka has no price. That's Rashi Shita, Rashbam Shita. The Ramban says, I think that ain't I know the karkois exerts a kosov. It's only ad mechza. More than mechza, there is ain't I know the karkois. So, Tosfos says, vein nira, did he deim lemanah, bitul mekach b'yesem b'pal b'yesh, on Tosfos. So Tosfos does argue with Rashbam. I think it's also Ramban of Chumash, I'm not sure. Anyway, back to the Gemara in the Amud Beis. So Ula Vaita answered the Raya. So Ula's memory still stands. Tashma. The next Raya to or against the Ula Ilam miktasei ba'aretz and miktasei b'chutzlaretz. You have a tree which is partially in Eretz Yisrael, partially in chutzlaretz. Tevel v'chulin mu'urav in zeh v'zeh, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says that each fruit that grows is a taruvis of half chul and half partial chul and partial tevel. The part that grew in Eretz Yisrael got a unique from Eretz Yisrael's tevel. It needs to separate Trumas and Maestris, and the part that got unique from Chutz Laaretz is Chul. Shem Gamli Alaymer, Hagadol B'chi of Chayiv, Hagadol B'Tur Pater. Whatever grew in the Eretz Yisrael, the side is Chayiv in Trumas and Maestris. Whatever grew on the other side, the Chutz Laaretz is Pater. Why? It gets unique from everything. So I can't let Pligi, El Demar Sava Yesh Breira, Mar Sava Ein Breira. Breira means, we had earlier this year, that you designate something retroactively. In other words, it got Yanika from everything. You have a right to say, this Peri got Yanika from here, from Eretz Yisrael, and this Peri got from Chutz Laaretz. You could do Breira. Avogadlo b'ptor, debe akal pater, v'agrum Chutz Laaretz is zicha pater. Why is it pater? It's within 16 Amis. It's the same tree. It's certainly within 16 Amis of Eretz Yisrael. The mafsikts on the same terrace. That's not yoinik. Here is something that's not yoinik because there's hard karka mafsik. Yochi, my time of the Rebbe. It's mafsik tzunla. So how could anybody hold that it's yoinik? The hodri arvi, because the tree above ground is mixed out. It has the whatever is yoinik under or yoinik on one side and the other above ground is ma'ariv. But my kamitligim, my sava aviram, my balmel, my sava haylukudekoy, haylukudekoy. They argue if in the Avir it's Mevalbel, the Yanika, or not, and that's the Machlokes. So at the end of the Toshmaz on Ula, so as of now, Ula's memory stands that up to 16 Amis it's Yainik, and you're a Gazlan. You're a Gazlan. If your Kaka, if your tree is being Yainik from someone else, you're a Gazlan. Every tree in the booklet is within 16 Amis of someone else's property. He says you're a Gazlan. B'sheish asri yama v'sulay, is it only 16 amas? So tam achignas ilum ha'bar chafei yama. I roots go 25 amas. Amar Abaya, we had this yesterday. Mezel tuva azli, the roots go 25 amas. Akushe l'machishi ala t'sheish asri yama. But to actually pull out of your nika and be machish the karak, it's only 16. Say loy machishi. If that doesn't take much in nika, and therefore the shear is 16 amas that you're a gazli. So the Gemara spent a blot, even though it was a short daf, but it was a whole blot, being Mekayim Ulashita. Ulashita right now stands that the shear is 16 amos. How do we paskin? The Gemara ends up not that way. He also Ravdimi Arba, Boy Minei Rishlokish Merv Yechanan. Ima Asamach Lameitim Sechid Vavam Amahu. Omalei Gazlun Hu Vehim Evi Mimenu Mekulu. Rav Yechanan said like Ula. And he also Rabin Omer Rav Yechanan. Echad Ilan Asamach Lameitim. Echad Ilan Aiteya. Maybe the Kairi. He had a version of Rabbi Yechanan Fakert. That even if it's Samuch Lameitzar by the boundary, you could bring the Kurim. Say if it's Samuch Lameitzar and it's Yainik, say if it's hanging over. Shalminos Kein Hilchil Yeshua the Yisrael Asaret. Gemara says in Perak Meruba that there were 10 Takanis that were made by Yeshua when he divided up Eretz Yisrael. Gemara adds here one more Takana. That he made a takana that you're allowed to be yainit from someone else's field, even though you're planting in your field. To say, so we don't pass on like Ula. In Lamdis, Ula is ranked. In a Metzias, Ula is ranked. But la halachas, because Yeshua made such a takana, you have a right to be yainit misada chaveirai. And the Melu, we paskin that you're maybe bikurim, even if it's within 16 amas. What about Chutz Laaretz? So it's very strange. It seems to be the maskana of this Gemara, yeah, is that in Chutz Laaretz, you're not allowed to plant within 16 amos. That seems to be the maskana of Gemara. That in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed, because someone else came to Yeshua Saaretz. It's true that it would seem that in Chutz Laaretz it's also. Now, I don't know, I'm sure in Chutz Laaretz we know the minig is not that way. So I don't know, I can only tell you that it must be that it's what they say. That anything that the Midrash Medina overrides these halachas. I want to tell you, it gets me, it riles me every time I hear someone speaking about Minig Yisrael Kedoshim, a Minig Brecht Adin. You ever heard someone say a Minig Brecht Adin? So the halachi is something is malach on Shabbos, but the Minig is to do it, so you're allowed to do it, right? Or a Minig is my Kriyashma, the Minig is Davenech is my Kriyashma, a Minig Brecht Adin, or whatever other. It's the biggest shtus in the world. Where does it say Minig Brecht Adin? It's Yerushalmi. It says it by these halachis. When there's a din that you have to be marchik 16 amis, there's a din that you have to, you're not allowed to put zephes, gephes with zevel next to your friend's land. So the Yerushalmi says that the minig amokim is to allow it, the minig is daichad halacha. It doesn't mean that in a halacha of ben adam lamokim, you can take a minig and say that breaks a din. It's such a shtus the way people say it. And you're intelligent people saying a minig brecht adin. It's narishkeit. A minig doesn't break any deraisa and any derabanan. It's dine mamin, where there are certain dinim of shcheinim. If the minig amokim is a certain way, so you're allowed to do it. L'chumra l'kula. If the minig is the imachik war, whatever the community agrees, that's. So I'm guessing that a chuspar is the reason we plant trees within 16 amis. Is because I mean, the brecht adin. The halacha is you have to be marchik, and if the bnei medina, bnei ha'ir, agree to do it differently, they're allowed to do it differently. All right, so the end of Perek is in sight. Let's see. The last two mishnas talk about trees, about the branches of trees that hang over someone else's rishus or over rishus arab. First mishnah is someone else's rishus, and the second mishnah is over rishus arab. And let's see the difference. Ilan shu noita l'sada chaveira, a tree which is hanging over someone else's sada, kaitzeitz molei hamardeya al gabi hamachrisha. You're allowed to cut down his tree up to molei hamardeya al gabi hamachrisha. Is this to the extent that his tree is over my karka and it doesn't bother me? I can't. I have no time to him. It's only to the extent that it bothers me, it affects me. How much does it affect me? The maximum is I'm plowing with my animals. A machrisha, a mardeya, is a poker. They used to have a long stake with a pointed end. And they used to get the animal to go one way or the other. Instead of a whip, they used the mardeya. A mardeya, a person holds the mardeya up when he's not using it. So it would interfere with him if he would hit branches every time he goes up. So that's the height, not so high, not so tall. That's how high, I mean, for a tree, not so tall, 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 for the trees are very tall. The other branches, they go over someone else's rishus. You know, he's not allowed to cut it down at his own expense. He can't cut down someone else's tree. But charuvu b'shikma k'neged ha-mashkalos. Except by these trees which have very heavy foliage, they have a lot of leaves, they disturb, they take away the sunshine. So the Ikate Kamale Mashkalas. Mashkalas is what they call a plumb line in English. Plumb line. If you want to make a straight line, you take a string. You tie a weight to the end of the string. And you hold the string and you get a straight line down. When they put bricks on a wall, how do they make the wall perfectly straight? That's what they do. They use a leveler. They use something to make a straight line down. I mentioned last week on Friday that if you want to make the string of the Erev directly over a lechi, the lechi is lower, all you do is take a string, tie a pen or something to the end of the string, hold the string at the plumb line, at the kaira string, hold it, and then the weight is going to make the string go, gravity is straight down, or go straight down, you'll see if it's over the lechi or not over the lechi. That in Hebrew that's called a mashkailas. A mashkailas means a weighted string. So this, by a chrom and a shikma, you could cut this tree anywhere, all the way up to Shammai. Anything where if you drop the plumb line from that branch, it would be in your rishus. Beis HaShalchin, Kali Ilan. In the Beis HaShalchin, which is the first words of the next, well, almost the first words of the next parrot. Beis HaShalchin is a field that constantly needs to be watered by the Hezanayim. So there, Beis HaShalchin kol ilan kineged ha-mashkalos. Beis HaShalchin, you need, I guess, the sunlight, and you can cut away any tree at all. Abishalamer kol ilan sarak kineged ha-mashkalos. any Elon Srak is a non fruit bearing tree. Any fruit bearing tree you can cut down totally. Now you're going to ask, what's Abishol going on? Is Abishol going on a regular field? And then he's being makel, that you can cut all Elon Srak? Was he going on Beis HaShalchin, and then he's being machnir? Tanakhama said Beis HaShalchin, you can cut down any tree, even a fruit tree. So is Abishol being makel or machnir? So the Gemara is to shayim. Yibayelu. Abishol Aresha Koi. What's Resha? Resha is not a Beis HaShalchin, a regular field. We have fruit trees, you have to... we're only Churov and Shikva, you could cut Tinegan HaMashkar. So is he going on the Resha? And he's saying, any Elon Srak? By a Sefer Koi, is he going on Beis HaShalchin? Kashma Beferish HaBraisa. Tell you, Beis HaShalchin, Abishol Oimer Kol Elon Kinegan HaMashkailas, Nesha Atzal, Tatzel Rala Beis HaShalchin. Shema Mina. Then Abishol's Maidin, Beis HaShalchin, you can cut down any tree. And Aresha Koi, Elon Srak, he's going on the Resha, Shema Mina. Omar Vashi, Mastisa Nami Deka, Kimudaik in the Mishnah, Diktani Kol Elon Srak. Yamit Bishlama Aresha Koi, Hainu Tani Kol Elon. El Yamit Asefa Koi. Elon Srak me by Elon. Kol means he's eating. So in the Resha, when the Tadakama only says Churf and Shikma, you can cut down, he's saying Kol Elon Srak, you can do anything. If he's going on the Sefer the Tadakama said, Tanakhama said you can cut down any tree. He's saying less. So he shouldn't say Kol Elon Srak, he should have said Elon Srak. I mean, no, Resha Koi Shmei. This is Mishnah number one. So why does this come up by us? It only comes up by Sukkos. I don't know any other case. Or you care if your neighbor's tree is over your Rishus. On Sukkos, you build a Sukkah. Your neighbor's tree is over your Rishus. So I think the halacha is that you're allowed to cut down. The Mishnah here is saying things that are mazik, you're allowed to cut. But it's at your expense. So you don't have to pay for it. You're allowed to cut the parts of his tree that are over your Rishus. So you're allowed to cut down. Finally, the last Mishnah talks about the same thing, a tree, but not over a private property. Here it talks about a tree that hangs over the public area. How high do you have to leave riding area? Enough for a camel and its rider. A camel, as you know, is much higher than a donkey or a horse. So you have to leave enough room for the street. How much room do you need? The biggest passage in the street is a donkey with its rider. That's how much room you have to leave. If you die, mer gamol ton pishtim, echavileis mayris. The shear is an amount that a camel loaded with flax or bundles of twigs. Now, which is more, a camel with a rider or a camel with bundles of flax? We never saw camels this way, we never saw camels that way. The Gemara is going to ask, is this more or less than the first shita? The first shita is a rider. The second shita is flax, a camel load of flax, which is more. The Gemara will say that this is actually less. If Shimon Aimer Kol Elon Kinegan HaMashgailas Ne'atover, Shimon says, any tree, the Ne'atumah, you can't have a tree hanging from your Rishus over the street, because there'll be Tumah under, in your Rishus under the tree, it'll spread the Tumah out to the street. And we want to protect the Rabbin from not knowing that they're Tumah. So therefore, all trees have to be cut so they don't hang over the street. The Ne'atumah, by Terp Shimon, every single tree all over the world would have to not hang from private property over the street. He's not mechalav to fruit trees, not fruit trees. Would you be allowed to cut fruit trees? I don't know. Salt in the guy. Actually, branches, you'd be allowed to cut. Zakti Gemara, man tana de nezikim basa umdena de hashtazina. Gemara is asking this. We said if your tree hangs over the street, you cut it so that a rider could go through. As you know, trees grow. Trees grow. When being mapped here, let's say a camel and its rider are 12 feet high, say cut all your branches till 12 feet high. We're not saying, well, cut an extra few feet because it's going to grow. That's called Basar Umdin Adahashta Azlina. We've all pointed the way it is now. If next week it'll grow, next week you'll have to cut it again. But you can't force someone to cut now because they're later. So Man Tana, the Benizik and Basar Umdin Adahashta Azlina, who holds such a shita that when Machayev a person according to the way it is now, we don't look at the way it is later. Amrei Shlokish, the Machlaikish Shanuya, Rebbe Lezehi. This is Taka Machlaikish. It's Rebbe Eliezer, the Tanya. Tan. Ein Oysen Cholol Tachas Rishasarab. This parak has everything about neighbors. The last case we have here in the parak, almost the last case, is, it happens all the time. We're talking about digging your private property in your basement out under the sidewalk or under the street. Now, many shuls especially dug by us in the shul the area you were in the shul yesterday, the where the Aron Kodesh is, was a lower ceiling. That area is under the sidewalk. That is dug out under the sidewalk. Actually, even the steps area, when you come down the steps where the bathrooms are, is also, that's all under the sidewalk. It's dug out. You get more area by digging out under the sidewalk. So the question is that mutter? Obviously, it's mutter. I would have done it, right? Is that mutter? You're allowed to dig under Rosh Hashanah? So it's a machloikis. Eino is the cholol tachas Rosh Hashanah by Rosh Shichanu Maris. Tanakama says it's aser. Rav Eliezer Matir b'kdeishet hei agola mahaleches v'tu'una avanim. If it could support the weight, the heaviest weight, the weight of a wagon loaded with stones, which I guess is the heaviest weight that they had in traffic, so if it can carry that kind of weight, then it's okay, according to Rav Eliezer. So Rav Eliezer says, if right now it's good, it can hold that weight, it's mutter. Why don't the Chachamim agree? I'm not worried. Yeah, now it can hold the weight. You know how it is. Over time, things become more dilapidated. So now it holds the weight. What's going to be in the future? So therefore, the Chachamim say that it's awesome. So what are they arguing in? The Gemara now holds, or Beleza holds, you go according to now. If now it can support a wagon, you're allowed to dig under. The Chachamim hold, no, you have to worry. In the future, then it's not going to be a problem. Says, you can't compare digging under a sidewalk to a tree. Digging under a sidewalk, the Rabbanon were afraid that it'll become dilapidated. They won't realize until a wagon comes crashing through. Shaking a tree, you'll realize. If the tree grows lower under the shear, so you'll realize it and you'll have to cut it. So the meila by a tree, the chachamim amayid that you go basa the umdin of the hashta, and that's good enough. Next case of the Mishnah was Rabbi Yehuda Omer Gamol Toin Pishta Mechavei Leizvairus. So the Tanakhama said a camel with a rider. Rabbi Yehuda said a camel with a load. Yibayelu Shurid Rabbi Yehuda Nafish Adum Shuma Darabana Nafish. What's more, a camel with a rider or a camel with a load? Shita the shira of the Rabbanan nafish. So the Gemara, it must be that the shira of the Rabbanan, which is a rider, is more. These are the shira of the Rabbi Yehuda nafish. Rabbanan b'shira of the Rabbi Yehuda hechi avdi. How could the Rabbanan argue? Rabbi Yehuda says you have to leave enough room for a camel that's loaded. The Rabbanan can't argue with that. Of course you have to leave enough room for a camel that's loaded. So must be a camel and a rider is higher than a camel that's loaded. Elamai shira of the Rabbanan nafish. You can say a camel with a rider is more. So Rabbi Yehuda, Shur de Rabbanan Mayavid, what does he say? Why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you need enough space for a camel with a rider? It's also mistaber that you should need enough room. Efshur the gachin the chalif to say. He could bend down. A rider could bend down. If he sees the branches on the way, he'll bend down. A load, a package doesn't bend down. A package you need room for. The rider is different.
If you have
what?
A tree hanging over a sidewalk.
A tree over a sidewalk.
So
according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could, but we pass like the Chachamim. And the Chachamim say that you don't tell him bend down. You need enough room for the for the rider to go through. So the Maaseh said, that's what you need. Okay? Prince of Yehuda, you tell the person, bend down. Halacha l'maaseh on a tree is you need enough room in the street for people to go by, so it says in halacha. It rather says it by the Gemara, it talks about trees. In Shulchan Aruch, it talks also about the zizim, about the about building a porch out over the sidewalk. There's a mutter for a person to go and build a porch out over the sidewalk. It's public airspace. So Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. You're allowed to build a porch over public airspace. You got to get it. As long as you leave enough room for a camel with its rider. I don't think in New York City we need a camel with its rider. How much space do you need on a sidewalk? There's no... What? But you remember we're talking about over a sidewalk right now. Maybe over a street you would need enough for a tractor trailer. But nothing else. But as far as the sidewalk is concerned, you need... Now, it's very interesting. I was reading the Lashon of Shulchan Aruch Harav. He says the following, those of you who walk the streets of Yerushalayim will appreciate it. It says that you're allowed to build a porch out over the sidewalk, and you're also allowed to let your water drip down from the porch to the middle of the street. That's what Rav Harav says. It's also mutter. It doesn't say about doing it on people. It says you're allowed to let it drip down the middle of the street. As you know, that's the mitzvah in Yerushalayim. There's one spot, they assure him, you know, you walk down that last block, so it's wet on the ground, so at least it warns you, but it doesn't feel good getting, it says it's not there. I don't know where it comes from, but it's not there. It says, that's the Lashon, Shofan Acharav. What? Shaifchen is one thing, you pour it on the ground, it's pour it in the air. Yeah, okay. Okay. It was a chiddush. That was saying. Sounds like you're a delay. You pours water out. Okay. Reb Shimon Aimer, call Elon Keneged Amashkelos Bnei Atoma. Tana Bnei Oyel Atoma? Pshita. Tana Bnei Oyel Atoma. What does it mean? I'll tell you, like I explained. If you're going to have Tumah in your Rishos, the tree's going to bring it to the street. Pshita. Bnei Atoma Tana. What else could it mean? Mara says you could have thought about something else. Maybe we're afraid that a bird will put tuma on the tree itself, and then when a person walks under the tuma, it'll be tame. And then it'll be enough to thin out the branches, and that'll be good enough. Kamash polon, then it's not that way. That they were worried about tuma near the base of the tree by the in the Rishus HaYachid. And the whole thing will be mahil, and therefore enough to say it's enough to be to pass the b'tumah soil, and to mash malon that's also al b'tumah soil. So we actually made it to the end of the parrot. Okay, adjur alos lo yachbar. Hopefully, return to hobav basrit mitzvah Hashem. And.